5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find out what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I'm Barry.
And I'm Crystal.
And we are the ringleaders of our crazy own little circus.
Woo!
And we want to tell you about it. That's why we have this podcast, and that's why you're listening, because you want to know about the craziness that ensues in the Rick's home.
Wow, that was a big monologue.
Well, you know, I just want to let people
Episode
know.
Episode 7, woo!
Yay, woo! All right, so, yeah, let's talk about things that happened this week.
All right.
You go first.
Okay. So, I can't remember if we talked about this, but Barry and I have started working out.
Yay.
Woo! So we used to try and do it at nighttime, and it was torture. So now we are getting up in the morning.
And it's torture.
Yeah, but it's nice torture because then you don't have any more.
Can torture be nice?
It is when it's done first thing, and then the rest of the day can't be that bad.
You hurt.
The worst part of your day is over.
Yeah, okay.
So, but, like, anyways, like I was saying, it is torture. It's been killing me. I thought I was going to be, like, energized and ready for an awesome day, and it, like, sucks my soul.
See, but the problem is,
we're out of shape.
Well, not only that.
We eat ice cream.
Yeah, well, not only that, but that we figured that we'd be so tired by the end of the night, which we always are, that we'd go to bed at a better hour, which we do not. I mean,
that hasn't changed.
We still stay up late because that's our time to do things together.
Because our kids won't go to bed, so we have to wait till they're asleep to enjoy our time.
So we just been really tired this week.
Yeah, so the workout program that I thought was going to, like, make me a better parent has made me, it might have made me worse, but one day it was, like, the core workout, which I've had 4 C-sections. I don't have a core, or it's, like, a soft, rotten apple core.
Nice.
How's that for imagery?
That's great image.
And so it, like, kicked my trash. And after Barry went to work, then I told the kids, let's watch Dora, and climbed in bed with them, and they watched the cartoon, and I fell asleep for like another hour, and I never go back to bed, so this was like a huge deal, and I felt so pathetic, and then it made me feel even more sluggish, so it's been kind of a rough week this week.
And a lot of things that have made us change what we're doing. I come home from lunch one day, and I step out of my car, and all I can hear is a very loud tss, and I was just like, what? No. I walked to the other side of my car, and I have this like gaping hole in my tire. It's not like something you can patch up, folks. The tire was dead.
I mean, can hear it deflating from inside.
Yeah, like, I opened the door, and Crystal could hear it all the way inside. That's how loud the hissing noise was. So, as a result of that, you're like, oh, Barry, well, why don't you just put on the spare? That was the spare, people. Because previously, my other tire exploded while I was on a business trip. So, we were down one vehicle, and we had to do the shuffle and the juggle of having one vehicle, so taking me to work, taking the kids to school, picking up from school, and all that stuff. So that,
maybe that is what threw off the week.
That's another thing that threw off the week.
That didn't cross my mind. I was just blaming exercise. Exercise is bad for you.
It's of the devil. So car will be fixed by Tuesday.
Hopefully.
Tentatively.
They say.
They had to order the tire because they didn't have one in stock. So, hopefully our schedules will be back to normal then.
But technically, I forgot to finish my exercise story.
Oh.
So, sorry. I was just looking. So, on one of the days where I was like, I could barely even stand because we were working out. Or because we had just worked out. And the girls come in and the five-year-old Jay was like, Mommy, will you dance with us? And I was dying. But like I made the New Year's resolution to say yes more. So I was like, yes. So we put on music and Jay would teach me her moves and then I would copy her. So she taught me like 20 minutes of dances. But it was funny because she was making it up on the spot and it was like totally absurd stuff. But if I did it wrong, she'd point it out to me. And if I did it right, she'd be like, good job, you got it. And then the three-year-old's like, I want to teach Mommy a dance. And so she starts dancing, but it's more like a, I don't know, a drunken rain dance of doom. Like hopping around like she's summoning a rainstorm, just caveman.
It's going to be the title of the episode, Drunken Rain Dance of Doom.
And so I was trying to copy her, and it was like killing my legs because I'm hopping around like a monkey, and she's just going crazy. Like, it was like, I can't even explain it, just a mosh pit of...
Dance, monkey, dance!
And then she like gets down on the floor and starts running in circles like on the floor.
Oh, nice.
I drew the line there. I can only say yes so far, and I stopped after that.
I don't do circles, okay?
Circle running on the carpet. Don't do it. So, that day I was extra sore because I was being a good mom in my standards.
Sounds great to me.
So, that was a good moment.
Okay.
It was fun. Good, I enjoyed it.
Good moment. We had fewer good moments than bad moments this week.
This week was rough.
So, our oldest has been throwing some Mondo fits lately. Like, and it's a new thing where he's like flailing and stomping and luckily
he stamped his feet on the ground and I was so mad.
Like, luckily he doesn't do this in public yet, but he's throwing some crazy fits at home.
They're not as bad as other kids I've seen.
Oh yeah, it's true, but it's a new experience, and so we're just like, why are you doing this? And then we were looking up and learning about child developmental stages, and we were reading about his age group, and we realized, oh, he's just supposed to be crazy.
It's normal.
It's normal for him to be weird.
In a way, it was like, yay, we know that it's normal. And then the other half of us was like, yay.
Well, and then it's like, normal? It's like, it's going to get worse until he's 10. And then he's going to be calm.
There's 1 year of
beauty. And then when he gets 12 and hits puberty, they're like, that's when it gets worse. And we're like, aww.
By researching, though, we're not just reading this on some Joe Schmo website. We're actually taking a parenting class.
We're in a parenting class because, people, we're not professionals.
And it's good to... You can always improve.
We like to keep up our skills.
So, yeah. So, apparently age 10 is like the glory year. And then the rest... Before and after just is not that great.
Before and after. Like, 10 supposedly is supposed to be where they calm down and they love you and they help you out.
Yeah.
But before and after, it's
two
just
more
like
years,
it's just like
yeah. So speaking of Grayson's meltdown, or well, I wrote meltdown. I always write a list for this of my
meltdown
memories. But so with the car, Barry's car being down, we had to balance picking him up. So I didn't want to drive home for 40 minutes and then drive all the way back to Barry's office because we were pretty close by at the library.
And
so I was like, let's just go to McDonald's and wait for him. So we went to McDonald's, that blessed place that we always talk
good
about.
Good old McDonald's.
So anyway.
They should be a sponsor.
As soon as we, they should.
That's right. We talk about them so much and praise them so much. They'd be like, let's sponsor the clown car.
Anyway, so I just purchased my large drink to sit down and let the kids play, and Grayson slid down the slide and came out with mysterious liquid all over his bum from the slide. I have no idea what it was. I did do the smell test, so I don't think it was body fluid, but he's one of those kids that just hates, I don't know, everything that
dirty
touches
clothes.
His body.
Like dirty clothes.
Yeah, and so he flipped out, but I was like, by the time we get home, we'll have to turn right back around and it's just not worth it. And really, looking back on it, I should have said, okay, let's go home. We'll hurry and change your pants and come back. But I was being stubborn and I just said, just sit on it.
Just deal with it.
Just sit on your pants and it'll feel like nothing. And he flipped out and had the biggest meltdown, crying to the point that literally a family next or nearby, she's kind of doing that thing where she's looking at her phone, but really
watching you.
Yeah, really watching us. And it got to the point where she was like, come on, children, let's leave. And I was like, oh my goodness, we're that family.
Let's leave the crazy child.
We're that family at McDonald's that everyone judges. So it was horrible and it lasted the whole time. And then we ended up going to work and Barry had to stay after. So we got a ride home with someone else.
So it
was even worth it.
So Crystal just had to go home without me. So that was the cherry on top for sure.
Yeah, I was going to make this awesome chicken dinner. And then I was like, forget it. We're having French toast and you're going to bed. So it was horrible. Horrible. And the library beforehand wasn't that great either.
Yeah.
The library is the only place where I truly feel like a horrible parent. Because the kids are... Well, they're being kids in the library, and the librarians are always staring at me, and they're always telling me, like, your kid's over there. I'm like, yeah, I know he's over there.
Which is different for us, because when we lived in Idaho, our library and librarians were so...
Understanding.
They were so kid-friendly
there.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
They loved kids.
Like, they had toys right by the checkout so your kids could play.
Yeah, and their kids section was way better than the one we have here.
No, ours is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Okay. But I mean, yeah, they were just... It was more kid-friendly, though. Like, just the whole atmosphere. This library has been kind of a disappointment because... Sometimes I feel like the librarians are your stereotypical curmudgeon old lady librarians. And that's unfortunate because we love the library and our kids love the library. But, you know, we don't like going to the library when we feel the librarians don't like us.
But it was rough, too, because I went with four kids. Usually I just go with three. But it was amazing how much that fourth kid added the strain. And there was one point where the... Two kids, or the baby, crawled up the stairs, so I sent the older two to go grab him while I was getting Lacey, the three-year-old. But she wanted to ride the elevator, but I wanted to stay on the stairs where I could see the other kids, so I was like, come on! Like, faux yelling, I guess, like, library yelling. I was like, come on, come to the stairs!
Do it now!
And she was like, I want to go on the elevator! And I was like, I can't leave the baby! And so she gets to the stairs, and she starts crawling up it like, I just picture, like, a thirsty man in the desert just totally, just going as slow as possible and being so stubborn. And everyone's walking by just staring at her and looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Aren't you going to come get your kid? And I was like, she can walk.
Be like,
I'm watching those ones up there, and everyone's judging me.
She is capable herself.
So it was so frustrating. So that was our pre-McDonald's thing. So by the time we got to McDonald's, I was like just ready to explode. My head was about to pop off and I was going to die.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
How about you? But how's been your week?
There's been some good things too. But before we get to the good things, I guess let's talk.
Let's keep the list going on the bad stuff.
So... Today, our lovely three-year-old totally lied to our faces.
Again. We just talked about her lying. The first time was kind of funny.
So,
continue.
There was their Halloween bucket, one of those pumpkin buckets, and we noticed that the handle was
split in two.
Split in two. And so mommy's like, did someone cut this? Did someone? And then we knew it was the 3-year-old, and we're like, Lacey, did you cut this? She's like, no, Daddy cut it.
I'm sitting right there.
I'm like, what? I'm like, you are a liar. You are lying right now. That is not good.
And you said it nicer, though. You were like, Lacey, that's lying. Yeah, weren't like, liar!
Liar! Quiet, witch. I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
Anyway. Princess
but, but, And then on close...
So she blamed Barry.
She blamed me. And then on a closer examination, we noticed that the strap to the bucket was not cut with scissors or something.
It was not in half.
And I'm like, did you bite this in half? And she's like, no, the ants did it.
The ants chewed it. That's what she said. The ants chewed it.
I was like, you were lying again.
What's creepy, though, is how fast that came to her mind.
Like, she was very quick-witted. She's like, we're like, did you chew on this? No, the ants chewed
it. There was like a little pause, and then she just spit out this beautiful lie.
For a 3-year-old, she came up. If it wasn't so ludicrous,
I know. We just might believe it.
It would almost be a good lie. So, yeah, so that happened. So our 3-year-old has become a liar, liar, pants on fire.
And it's great. It's one of those things where, and again, this is the one that does never. Never reacts the way you want her to. So we're like, Lacey, you just lied. And she's like, my book. And just playing with her book and going all crazy. And we're like, dude.
We're trying not to laugh.
Yeah, we were.
Because we were totally surprised. We're like, ants chewed it. And we're like.
I know, it was horrible. And then our kids all were horrible. All the kids got in like, yeah, the ants did it. And we're like laughing, but telling the other kids like, stop it. You're like, egging her on. It was horrible.
You're letting her know it's okay.
But we were laughing. We tried not to laugh. We should have been mad. We should have gone in there later and said, Lacey, the law is laid down. We do not lie. But
so
it was just ridiculous.
What do you do with your kids when you know they are lying to you? How do you handle the situation? We'd like to know. So comment, let us know.
Especially because in the parenting class tonight, we are going through the behavioral stages with each age group. And with the 3-year-old, they said that 3-year-olds don't grasp, what was it, like consequences? Or well... like saying, if you do this again, I'm going to take away your blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. Like, yeah. You just have to say no and then apply the consequence because they don't. So it was like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like threatening to take stuff away is our go-to. So now I feel like we've got nothing.
Just not feed her and lock her in a room?
Throw her in the dungeon.
Off with our head.
So yeah, that was like, oh man, now I have to think of a new thing. So that was frustrating.
Yeah,
but ridiculous. The ants chewed it. The other, since we're talking about our 3-year-old, we watched the Planes movie, Fire and Rescue, and ever since that movie, Lacey's had this weird thing about her. She has this other family that she always talks about.
Yeah,
she's like crazy imaginative. And she was like telling us about her family and how they all burned in the fire.
She's like, my mother died.
My mother burned in the fire and she died.
She died in the fire.
It like always goes on. And it started from Planes. There's another tick against you, Disney Channel or Disney. But, so we always hear about her mother. And we had a babysitter come watch our kids when that first started. And I told her, my 3-year-old might tell you a story about her mother dying in a fire, but it's not true. And she said that she babysat another 3-year-old who said that her mother died from falling off a rainbow. So I feel better. Maybe it's kind of normal.
I think I'd want to die falling off a rainbow.
That would be the most glorious
rather than a fire.
So we've been dealing with this other family, but the other day, And this week's been really, really rough on me. But the other day, we're driving home and Lacey just says, I want to go to my other mother's house to visit. And I was like, okay.
Where does she live?
Just trying to play along. And we drive by this house and she goes, right there. And I was like, so I just kept driving. I'm like, we're going to go to this mother's house. And she flipped. She's like, I want to go to my other mother. So like Arnold Schwarzenegger, your other mother.
Your other mother. Why do you want to go to your other mother's house?
Oh, can you tell we're tired? Anyway, so, but she flipped out just about her other mother. And we got home and she like ran to her room and threw herself on the bed and cried. And secretly like, I was like, fall asleep.
Cry to your other mother.
Go to your other mother. But it was so frustrating that I have to contend with this utter mutter. I don't even know who you are.
All
so
right.
I think that's all my 3-year-old stories.
But there are some good things that happened.
Okay. Do you have one of those?
Yeah. Like McDonald's. Saturday we went to McDonald's as a family and we had a good time.
Eating was the highlight of my week.
That's right. And that ooh large drink of Dr. Pepper.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was nice. But also, we went to Hobby Lobby. And one thing that I've always wanted to do, surprisingly, but also Crystal and our kids have seen it, is to get perler beads.
Not water beads. That's what you always call them.
Perler beads.
Those melty beads.
And so finally, I'm just like, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to get some. So we bought some. And then today, we busted them out. And we helped our 7-year-old and our 5-year-old create their first perler bead patterns.
It was fun.
And it was way fun. It was enjoyable. And like our son, we found a pattern online and he made a Pikachu. And it looks like Pikachu. It's great. But the 5-year-old wanted to create her own thing. So she created a little flower wand.
No, that was her face and a tail.
A face and a tail.
She made herself with a tail.
But I called it a wand and she seemed to be okay with that.
Yeah, it turned into a wand.
It turned into a wand.
I don't think she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, but no, they had fun. And Crystal and I are excited to have our own little home date night and make our own cool perler bead stuff.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's kind of addicting to sort them, too.
Yeah, we
I feel like an old person, like, ooh, let's sort the colors.
We're like old people and puzzles.
It's been like an hour sorting just colors, like, just bent over.
There's blue one. Put it in the blue pile.
It's like, I feel so lame, but it's so addicting.
But it was fun. And we'll let you know when Crystal and I actually do it and if we, how well it comes out, and maybe we'll try some more difficult patterns and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that would be definitely something we could recommend for a family activity to do. So, yeah.
If your kids are older.
Three-year-old, just go. If your kids are
just
three.
Leave.
Yeah, like the 5-year-old could grasp it. The 7-year-old did an awesome job.
But he's really meticulous, too.
Pretty much like what it says on the container, 6+.
Wow, listen to the container.
Yeah. So it's like they knew by research or something. But no, that was fun. That was enjoyable. And that was a good highlight of the week.
Okay. I don't have any highlights written down.
It's all bad, people. It was
a week.
It was a rough week.
We have our tub of ice cream right here. I was eating it right before the show. Anyway, but next week we're going to test it, paleo, just to see how it goes
we're not officially doing paleo, but we're
doing it our way.
We're X-ing out carbs.
And sugars.
Carbs in
low
the,
carb.
Low carbs in the aspect that we're not going to eat bread, rice, pastas, and stuff.
All the good food.
All the good stuff. And
ice cream.
We're going to do low dairy intake as well.
And we'll see how it goes.
And so we're going to do that for 2 weeks. And we'll let you know next week how the first week went.
There might not be a second week, but we're gonna try.
We'll figure it out.
So here's another not highlight written down on my thing.
Not highlight.
I can't. Was this last night? But I was sitting out in the living room, and all of a sudden, our 5-year-old's screaming, and Daddy shouts down the hall, "Crystal, can you help me?" And I run in there, and Jay's hands are drenched in blood, and it's running down her face, and I was like, "What happened?" And then we kind of got an argument, like, Barry's like, "It's her nose," and I was like, "No, it's her mouth," and I should have just listened. He knew what he was talking about. But anyway, so, and she goes ballistic, I think she was embarrassed.
She was more embarrassed and scared.
Yes, the blood was scaring her, so she didn't want anyone to touch her, and she was like, and flailing when we tried to get her
into the bathroom.
Finally, I just gave her a hug and she calmed down. But I took her in the bathroom and was washing off her face, and she just wouldn't. She was just sobbing and wouldn't tell me what happened.
And so I went and investigated in the room, like, how could this have happened? Because I happened to walk in the room right as she was at the foot of her bed, and she turned around, and there was just blood coming down her nose. And it was a sad, sad sight.
So finally,
I investigate the area, and I find the culprit and what happened. And I go back into the bathroom, like, Jay, did you jump on your bed and did you hit your face on your Ariel doll?
Like the super hard plastic.
Like
Ariel.
It's a big one. It's not like a Barbie. Doll. It's not like a Barbie. It's a big, huge plastic.
It's really hard plastic
doll. And she's like, yeah. So she was just playing around, and she jumped on her bed, kind of like doing the face plant thing. But she face-planted right into her Ariel doll.
Didn't bust her nose, but it gave her a really nasty bloody one.
Gave her a good bloody nose, so.
Third strike, Disney. Third strike.
Don't worry, people. We still love Disney, but.
Do we? Do we really?
So that was an adventure, for sure.
Yeah. This whole week's been adventurous.
But cool thing about Jay, she has her first loose tooth.
It's cool, but it's also like. It's kind of annoying because every 5 seconds she's like, check my tooth. Is it ready? But it's cute. And she's been carrying
she's really excited.
She's been carrying around a plastic bag everywhere just in case it falls out.
Yep.
She sleeps with it, like a little sandwich bag. She's been sleeping with it. She took it to church today. Just totally excited. So, but it's not even close to falling out.
Yeah,
so
give it a couple days.
So, yeah,
but that was cute. That was cute.
It is cute.
It's a mile. She's getting older. It's a mile marker for her growing up. So
that's everything I have on the list.
All right.
So let's move on.
We are moving on. Crystal has a story.
I feel like it's not really a story, but I feel like we talk about this a lot. But I was reading. I just finished this children's book called The Museum of Thieves. And the concept of the book,
fictional book,
yeah, is that this community was dangerous and dangerous. And so to save the town, they started.
Think of the children!
To protect everybody, they chained the children to the adults. The adults, there are these people that had to watch the kids at all times. And they, like, when they went to school, they called them the Blessed Guardians, would go and chain them to them, take them to school. They'd stay chained. Then they'd go home, and they had to be chained to their parents, and then they'd be chained to their bed.
See.
Because they had fears of, like, slavery and pirating and stuff.
First of all, as a parent, why would you do that to yourself?
To save them. But anyway, so.
Lock them in their room then. Not chain.
Bar your house.
Don't chain them to me.
Yeah, that. It doesn't sound very fun to me. But so then they kept them chained originally till they're 18. How about that? Can you imagine, like, I'm going to take you on your date, honey? But anyway, so. So in the end, the adults. I don't think I'm spoiling anything, but the adults. There's this point where the whole town is faced with this big event, and not even the adults know how to handle it because they were chained as kids and never were exposed to anything dangerous or scary. And so really, the book was saying that it's better for kids to experience danger and...
It's better to go through the bad that you may know the good.
That's a paradox. Or no, it's not. Anyway, whatever. Why are we... Did we talk about that yesterday, that quote?
The paradox. Paradoxes.
Anyway, sorry. We're on a tangent.
Sorry, tangent. We were talking about paradoxes the other day and what they really are.
So, anyway, so it was talking about... Yeah, I said that. Children need to experience danger in order to be functioning adults. And so our conversation came up with helicopter parenting. If you've ever heard the term, those parents that... swoop in at any moment of danger, and they don't want their kids to take any risks, and they're the ones standing behind their kids on the slide at the playground just in case they fall, or the ones that are like, don't do that, it's dangerous. So I think we are the anti-helicopter.
But don't get us wrong. We still look after our kids. Like, if they're doing something totally ridiculous, we'll let them know. But we're also like, hey, you're eating dirt. That's okay with me. Hey, you're... You know, you're jumping off of that thing. I'm like, well, it's not my fault if you get hurt. That's your choice.
Our philosophy is that generally, like, point out the danger.
And let them...
govern themselves.
Yeah, let them choose for themselves. Be like, so, I think that, you know, like if they're jumping off from something, be like, I think that's a little too high. And if you guys, you know, I think you could get hurt. But if you want to jump off it, go for it.
Well, and we've been really surprised at... how skilled our kids have been on climbing, like climbing trees and stuff. But I've seen there are some parents that don't do that.
But I loved climbing trees as a kid.
I know. I think that
was
about
like,
that.
That was like one of my favorite things to do. And so to deny my child to the, you know, the joy of climbing a tree, that just seems ludicrous to me.
Yeah. Now, when I was growing up, at one point I lived in this like... suburb. Well, not even. It was like the country. And there was this old barn just right down the street from me. And my brothers and I would go to the barn and play in there. And that's just what kids did. Nowadays, you would never let your kid go out of sight or...
Hey, guys, let's go play at the old turndown barn.
Okay, I was not a country bumpkin. But like... I went and played in there once without shoes on, and I stepped on a piece of glass, and I went home. I did lie to my parents about what happened, but...
That's where Lacey gets it from.
I guess so. It's hereditary. But I learned my lesson. I still went and played in the barn, but I wore shoes, and that's kind of how I feel. That's how...
You think Lacey would learn, because she stepped on a piece of glass outside...
Oh, yeah, when that jar broke.
She still won't wear her shoes outside.
They're like me. We hate shoes. But what I'm saying is danger and risk, I feel, are important to childhood. And there have actually been studies about how helicopter parenting and raising your kids where the safety outweighs risk. Did I say that right? Risk outweighs safety?
This is... Yes.
Safety is more important than taking risks.
Yes.
And there, and a lot of these studies are attributing helicopter parenting to the uprise in teen suicide and depression. And we listened to a therapy podcast once, and she talked about how people, adults, are afraid to even change their jobs that they hate because of the risk factor.
Yeah.
So this goes all the way into adulthood. And I just thought that this book was the perfect portrait of what helicopter parenting, I mean, in the extreme, but the effects that it had, that this town didn't even know what to do in the eye of danger as adults because of the way they were raised.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on helicopter parenting? We'd like to know. We're kind of against it, but we understand that you need to have a balance in all things.
I think we get more lax with each kid.
and that's probably another thing, like, just after. Because we look at some of our friends that have a child, just one child, and they're younger. And we just look, we watch them and their interaction be like, don't do that. We need to do this. Don't do that. And we're just sitting there. We're just like, Yeah.
They're going to do it.
But then we were probably the same way with our first kid. But after the fourth one, you're just like, just don't kill each other.
Yeah. Although I have to say, our kids got into Scooby-Doo recently.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Nice. Where are you? You got to finish it. Oh. But so they got into Scooby-Doo and they got all excited about mysteries and stuff. And one time I grabbed my phone. Sometimes they take my phone and do pictures or they like to do documentaries.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever showed you this, but
we should post those.
I found this video on my phone and Grayson, the 7-year-old's holding it up and he was like, this is the mystery of the missing scissors. And he was like, Jay, where are the scissors? And I was like, oh my gosh, they're playing with scissors in my bedroom and I didn't even know. So they were on this search to find this dangerous hidden object that's like, normally I don't let my kids just run around and play with scissors, but I had it on a documentary that they're playing with it.
Yeah.
So maybe I should be a little more helicoptery. But no one cut themselves.
Healthy balance. That's
no
what I'm
eyes
saying.
Got poked yeah. out, and it was a funny video.
So like I said, you need to find the balance. You need to
we not you.
Well, I'm saying you to the people. That you need to protect your children, but you also need to let your kids get their knees scraped and, you know, fall down, and so they can learn to pick themselves up, you know.
I think that helps with their self-esteem too.
Yeah.
Like, to show that you can do hard things. There might be consequences, but you can overcome that tree, or you can.
But it also kind of
scale that mountain.
It also kind of teaches your kids that they're gonna fail every once in a while too.
That's true.
So
some of our kids need that lesson.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you're gonna fail. You can't succeed at everything. You know, and when people, helicopter parents or other types of parents, when they protect their children so much or won't let them take those risks, or they're kind of guaranteeing that they're never going to fail either, in a small way. If that makes sense. That's my brain, people. But, you know, so it's kind of being a little bit more lax, but not so lax that you're, you know, they're running around like savages. But, you know, lessen up a little bit so your children can learn the healthy lesson of failure.
Pain.
And pain.
And failure.
And, but then, you know.
Good lessons.
Learn. They are good lessons and you learn from them. I think those are important things.
I think it's good. I didn't die from playing in the barn.
That's right.
And I hope my kids don't die from climbing a tree.
That's right. I mean, there's risks involved in everything. I mean, you take a risk every single time you get up out of your bed each morning. So, there you go.
Heck, you could die in bed.
You could die just right there. Just like, you know.
Oh, this is a happy show.
I know. Lots of happiness. Death. Scissors.
McDonald's.
Disney.
It's the worst.
But yeah, so what are your thoughts on helicopter parenting? Are you a pro or against? Or what have been some of your experiences with overcoming helicopter parenting? Or
do you think it's a good
thing? Or you think it's a good thing? Let us know. We'd like to hear your comments.
Because everyone's different.
Everyone's different.
Kids are different.
And so, yeah.
I think
that's it.
That's it.
Sweet.
Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard.
It's hard.
And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our ways are not the only way. So like we said, people, figure out what works for you and for your kids. Everybody is different and things work differently for different people. But most of all,
you said different like 4 times in one sentence.
I wanted it in their heads. Different. But just more importantly, people, we just want you to know that you're doing a good job.
You are?
You are. If you're a parent and you're trying, you're doing a good job. So you can follow us and share your thoughts all the thoughts that we asked you to share with us. You could do that on Facebook or on Twitter at The Clown Car, or you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you people. And we will be back next week. So until next time,
enjoy your circus.